Bienvenidos a Ópera Judaica y a esta obra del estadounidense Philip Glass en tres actos para orquesta, coro y solistas, con libreto del compositor en colaboración con Shalom Goldman, Robert Israel y Richard Riedel. La escucharemos en una producción de la Ópera Estatal de Stuttgart, dirigida por Dennis Russell Davis, con las voces solistas de Paul Eastwood, Milagro Vargas, Melinda Lieberman, Tero Hannula, Helmut Holzapfel, Cornelius Hauptmann y David Warrilow. Dice al respecto Glass: Ajnaten marca el culmen y la conclusión de un largo periodo de mi vida compositiva. Completa la trilogía de óperas Retrato, que comencé en 1975 con Einstein on the Beach, en colaboración con Robert Wilson, y que continué en 1979 con Satyagraha, cuyo libreto fue un esfuerzo conjunto con la escritora Constance de Jong, ayudados por el escenógrafo Robert Israel. En este caso, es fruto del encargo de la ópera de Stuttgart en 1982 y se estrenó en el 84. Ajnaten, que es Akenatón en español, Gandhi y Einstein son tres hombres que revolucionaron el pensamiento y los acontecimientos de sus respectivas épocas a través del poder de una visión interior. Este es ciertamente el tema de la trilogía: Einstein, el hombre de ciencia, Gandhi, el hombre de la política, y Ajnaten o Akenatón, el hombre de la religión. En cuanto a Glass, nació en 1937 y es uno de los máximos representantes de la corriente minimalista. Ha compuesto unas 20 óperas, 9 sinfonías, 2 conciertos y varias bandas sonoras, además de colaborar con artistas de otros géneros como Paul Simon, Linda Ronstadt, Yo-Yo Ma o Doris Lessing. Arriba el telón. Thank you.
Open are the double doors of the horizon. Unlocked are its bolts. Clouds darken the sky. The stars rain down. The constellations stagger. The bones of the hellhounds tremble. The porters are silent. When they see this king dawning as a soul, open are the double doors of the horizon, unlocked are its bolts. Men fall, their name is not. Seize thou this king by his arm, take this king to the sky, that he not die on earth among men. Open are the double doors of the horizon. Unlocked are its bolts. He flies who flies. This king flies away from you, ye mortals. He is not of the earth. He is of the sky. He flaps his wings like a zeret bird. He goes to the sky. He goes to the sky on the wind, on the wind. Thank you. Live the Horus, strong bull appearing as justice. He of the two ladies, establishing laws and causing the two lands to be pacified. Horus of gold, mighty of arm when he smites the Asiatics. King of Upper and Lower Egypt, Nefer, Keperu, Rawa, and Ra, son of Nabmet-Ra, lord of the truth like Ra, son of Ra, Amun-Hotep, Amun is pleased. Hekwaze, ruler of Thebes, given life. Mighty bull, lofty of plumes, favorite of the two goddesses, great in kingship in Karnak. Golden hawk, wearer of diadems in the southern Heliopolis, king of Upper and Lower Egypt. Beautiful is the being of Ra, the only one of Ra, son of the sun, peace of Amun, divine ruler of Thebes, great in duration, living forever and ever, beloved of Amun-Ra, lord of heaven. breathe the sweet breath which comes forth from thy mouth. I behold thy beauty every day. It is my desire that I may be rejuvenated with life through love of thee. Give me thy hands, holding thy spirit, that I may receive it and may live by it. Call thou upon my name unto eternity, and it shall never fail. I breathe the sweet breath which comes forth from thy mouth. I behold thy beauty every day. It is my desire that I may be rejuvenated with life through love of thee. Give me thy hands, holding thy spirit, that I may receive it and may live by it. Call thou upon my name unto eternity, and it shall never fail.
Thank you.
And his majesty said unto them, Ye behold the city of the horizon of the Aten, which the Aten has desired me to make for him as a monument in the great name of my majesty forever. For it was the Aten, my father, that brought me to this city of the horizon. There was not a noble who directed me to it. There was not any man in the whole land who led me to it, saying, It is fitting for his majesty that he make a city of the horizon of Aten in this place. Nay, but it was the Aten, my father, that directed me to make it for him. Behold, the Pharaoh found that this site belonged not to a god nor to a goddess. It belonged not to a prince nor to a princess. There was no right for any man to act as owner of it. I will make the city of the horizon of Aten for the Aten, my father, in this place. I will not make the city south of it, north of it, west of it, or east of it. I will not pass beyond the southern boundary stone southward, neither will I pass beyond the northern boundary stone northward to make for him a city of the horizon there. Neither will I make for him a city on the western side. Nay, but I will make the city of the horizon for the Aten, my father, upon the east side, the place for which he did enclose for his own self with cliffs, and made a plain in the midst of it, that I might sacrifice to him thereon. This is it. Neither shall the queen say unto me, Behold, there is a goodly place for the city of the horizon in another place, and I hearken unto her. Neither shall any noble nor any man in the whole land say unto me, Behold, there is a goodly place for the city of the horizon in another place, and I hearken unto them. Whether it be downstream or southward, or westward, or eastward, I will not say, I will abandon this city of the horizon.
Thank you.
I have written repeatedly for troops, but they were not given, and the king did not listen to the word of his servant. And I sent my messenger to the palace, but he returned empty-handed. He brought no troops. And when the people of my house saw this, they ridiculed me like the governors, my brethren, and despised me. The king's whole land, which has begun hostilities with me, will be lost. Behold the territory of Seir, as far as Carmel. Its princes are wholly lost, and hostilities prevail against me. As long as ships were upon the sea, the strong arm of the king occupied Naharin and Kash. But now the Abiru are occupying the king's cities. There remains not one prince to my lord the king. Everyone is ruined. Let the king take care of his land, and let him send troops. For if no troops come in this year, the whole territory of my lord the king will perish. If there are no troops in this year, let the king send his officer to fetch me and his brothers, that we may die with our lord the king. Verily, thy father did not march forth nor inspect the lands of the vassal princes. But when thou ascended the throne of thy father's house, Abdeshir's sons took the king's lands for themselves. Creatures of the king of Mitanni are they, and of the king of Babylon, and of the king of the Hittites. Who formerly could have plundered Tunip without being plundered by Thutmose III? The gods of the king of Egypt, my lord, dwell in Tunip. May my lord ask his old men if this not be so. Now, however, we belong no more to our lord, the king of Egypt. And now, Tunip, thy city weeps, and her tears are flowing, and there is no help for us. For 20 years we have been sending to our lord, the king of Egypt, but there has not come to us a word, no, not one.
Thank you. Thank you.
son of him who knew thee not has set, O Ammon. But as for him who knows thee, he shines. The temple of him who assailed thee is in darkness, while the whole earth is in sunlight. Whoso puts thee in his heart, O Ammon, lo, his son hath risen. The new ruler, performing benefactions for his father Ammon and all the gods, has made what was ruined to endure as a monument for the ages of eternity. And he has expelled the great criminal, and justice was established. He surpassed what had been done previously. He fashioned his father Ammon upon 13 carrying poles, his holy image being of fine gold, lapis lazuli, and every august costly stone, whereas the majesty of this august god had been upon 11 carrying poles. All the property of the temples has been doubled and tripled and quadrupled in silver, gold, lapis lazuli, every kind of august costly stone, royal linen, white linen, fine linen, olive oil, gum, fat, incense, myrrh, without limit to any good thing. His majesty, life, prosperity, health, has built their barks upon the river of new cedar from the terraces. They make the river shine.
Thank you. To reach Tel al-Amarna, drive 8 miles south of Malawi to the point where you cross the Nile. On the east side of the Nile, the distance is less than a mile and can be covered on foot or on donkey. Behind the present village, at the ancient site of Tel al-Amarna, the ruins known as the Palace of Nefertiti are among the very few remnants from the Akhenaten period. Tablets and cuneiform writing, which contained correspondence between Egypt and Syria, were found here and are now in the Cairo Museum. To see any sites on the eastern bank of the river, you must cross by ferry, which carries cars along with the usual donkey carts and local traffic. The ferry docking station is located at the southern end of the town. You should arrive there at least 1/2 hour before the 6 a.m. crossing. The ferry does a brisk business, and you will need every available second for sightseeing. There is nothing left of this glorious city of temples and palaces. The mud brick buildings have long since crumbled, and little remains of the immense stone temples but the outlines of their floor plans. In addition to the tombs and ruins of the city, there are several stelae scattered around the plain which mark the limits of the land belonging to the city. Most of them are too widely scattered to visit and are also in bad condition.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.